Hi, I'm Gary Megan, and I do a little show on Podcast One called A Plate to Call Home, and it's about fascinating people all centered around food. This is a show for foodies, but it's more than that. It's a show about the people and the stories behind food. I think you know that I'm obsessed by food. Everything in my life revolves around it, and I love nothing better than to spend a little time talking about people that are equally as passionate, sharing their stories and getting to know what makes them tick. It's called A Plate to Call Home, and it's available on the Podcast One app or on podcastone.com.au.
Don't miss a minute of Ruined Dits for Breakfast on our podcast. Thanks to Distinctive Homes, the biggest single-story display home in the state. Distinctivehomes.com.au. 104.7 Triple M.
Oh, good morning, Roo. Hey, no news this morning. Sorry if we've just thrown you. If you're
we'll
hanging out
for the
news.
Don't worry about that.
Yeah,
don't
we are the news focus. A bit of a technical glitch, but it'll be sorted out by 6:30. But welcome and good morning, Roo.
Oh, just about jumped out of bed today.
Did you?
Still another day to go, though. That's the bloody problem. This is dragged on.
Yep.
You know when it starts, Tex Walker and Talia played one game in 35 days or 34 days. Sloane hasn't played a game in 25 days.
Really?
It's a long time between drinks.
It is.
And this is the weekend where it sorts out if those, for those top four sides that have had the bye, how they actually handle it. Not the fact that...
Well, their bodies should be good. Any little niggle should have gone away.
They'll be fresh, but will they be too fresh or whatever? But anyway, I'm fresh, you're fresh, you're sort of, and we want to get into it.
Mm-hmm. Speak for yourself, the freshness, Roo, plenty to cover off on today. Rory Sloane will join us, which I'm really rapt about. I've seen him do a lot of interviews in the last hour too, so he's very giving of his time. And the day before the game, it'd be great to hear from Rory here. I want to talk to you all about un-Australian names.
Right. Names?
Names.
What do you mean names?
It's outrageous. Whatever happened to Mark, Peter, Michael, John, David,
backseat.
What's going on?
You're not cool if you do that.
And this has come about because Bachelorette started last night, and my wife's sister, morning Celia, put on Facebook, come round to the Ditmars. Well, bloody hell, we needed a traffic cop.
No.
There were women everywhere in my lounge room last night.
But, you would have hated that, Dits.
But it was terrible. But the
what
name.
What were they dressed in?
Our pajama night. You had to come in your
jammies.
Did
you have your jammies on?
I sure did. I had my tracky dacks on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Shirt off?
Only for a while. Yeah. Topless waiter, yeah.
Beautiful.
But anyway, I want to talk about that a little bit later on. Hey, Tex has got some tickets to give away to the game.
Oh, absolutely. We've got some tickets to give away. We're giving away them this morning and this afternoon at 5:45.
And the most alarming story for me I've heard in a long, long time, just a local story here in Adelaide, we've got school kids who don't want to go on school holidays. They're scared of school holidays because things are so bad at home.
Yeah, I was absolutely frightened when I heard this, or sad more so. I nearly had tears in my eyes. We're going to speak to Jodie Pike later on, the wife of Don Pike. She's involved in Kickstart for Kids. That's going to happen just after 8. Now, if you find a way to listen to the radio just after 8 o'clock, I think you won't regret it.
You'll be amazed. And, you know, you and I have already commented on this. We've had a discussion. I couldn't wait for school holidays. Like, just imagine, you know, and you ran wild, didn't you?
School holidays and sport. That's what you live for.
Exactly. And yet we've got kids in our midst who shudder when they think, oh, my God, it's holiday time.
Yep.
How will I get fed? Where will I get some clothes to wear? All of these sort. It's a terrible story that's happening here in Adelaide.
We'll do that just after 8, and then we'll have a laugh after that with Mick Malloy.
Good on you, Roo. It is Roo and Dits here on Triple M, thanks to Distinctive Homes.
Roo and Dits for breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
6:11, making news around the place here, Roo, on Triple M. The Mexico City earthquake.
Yesterday we talked about it, and then by the end of the show yesterday there was bloody hundreds. 20 or 30 or 40 dead. How many is it now?
It is well up over a couple of hundred, but Roo, there's always, sad, there's no doubt about that, but there's always a real terrible story that tugs at your heartstrings, and you see where...
224 dead, though, I reckon.
Sorry, how many?
224 at the moment.
22 little kids in a school. So you've taken your children to school for that day, just imagine.
God.
So, yeah, it's a very sad situation. And great thing is that all of the nations around them are chipping in. They're all sending emergency service fire trucks and all sorts of things, including the US. But I know that all of the neighbouring countries have sent people in straight away to help out, so that's great.
That is shocking. So, all the best over there, that's for sure.
Now, I want to tell you a horrible story. A lot of propaganda comes out in these times. Well, I'm talking about Kim Jong-un, right? We have a daily update about him and Trump, obviously. There's a young lady in her late 20s has defected to South Korea, and she's blowing the whistle a little bit, talking about living in North Korea, what it was like. And so when she was in high school, Kim Jong-un ordered 11 musicians to be blown to bits.
Yeah.
Right, these are the words that she's using.
Blown to bits.
Blown to bits. Not just shot, but blown to bits.
So they sung out of tune or something.
Yeah, they must have. Well out of tune. And they won't do it again because 10,000 people, including this young girl, were taken into a stadium to watch. And whatever rifles or whatever they used, this girl has described it graphically, saying it didn't just kill these people, it blew their bodies to pieces. Right, so I don't know what sort of gun or weapon that is. So 10,000 young kids had to watch this. They then got like tanks in and just ran over the body bits repeatedly, forward and back, and reversed over them until they were all embedded in the ground in the mud, just buried it all like that. This is what he did. And then on another occasion, she said she was in school. This lady's Hee Yeon Lim is her name, a 26-year-old. And she says that she was in school one day and his people arrived and grabbed 10 young girls and took them, basically not to be seen again, but they were sex slaves living, well, I don't know where he lives, in a palace or a castle or whatever. So,
well,
now,
he can just do whatever he wants.
Well, look, these are the words of one young 26-year-old, but I'd be amazed if she's come out and just made all of this up. But that's just a little indication.
Fake news.
It's a little indication of what goes on.
You reckon people are trying to tarnish his name and reputation?
A bit of that goes on.
It's bloody fake because that's disgraceful.
Isn't that just... words cannot, I don't know, describe that sort of...
That's unbelievable. Yeah. Hard to believe, but believable, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But,
now, tell me about the AFL, Roy.
AFL have sort of come out yesterday and changed their logo. Instead of having the AFL on their logo, they've put Yes on their logo. Now, Gil McLachlan was on AFL 360 on Tuesday night and said that they certainly don't want to lecture anyone. They believe that everyone's got their opinion in and absolutely their right to vote yes or no. But Gil said they've got they've certainly a market influencer or, they're a leader, whether they want to be or not. And they're certainly... think should be yes the way that they conduct themselves. So
and you
that's
see
what
where,
they've done.
The Carlton Football Club's come in for a ton of criticism online and socially because
they
sat on the fence. So they haven't said yes, they haven't said no, and they've been criticised heavily for not getting more involved and supporting the yes vote.
It's strange, isn't it? They come out and said, look, you go either way, you guys do what you want.
Freedom of speech.
Yeah, we're encouraging you to have a think about it and got caned for it.
Yeah. I find it amazing.
It really is amazing.
Yeah. What about, here's a hypothetical for you. What if I work or I'm a head of a department in the AFL? Do you think I'm allowed to go to Gil and say, I don't agree with this stance, I'm against it?
Yeah, well, that's he's saying have your own say. He's just saying as an organisation we believe in equality and, in fact, let's have a listen to something that Gil had to say.
On record, I'm strongly yes. I think... I completely respect people's personal views, whether they be religious or others, but I think it's discriminatory to say that your or my union is different to someone else's.
I want to take him to task on that because he doesn't respect my views on umpiring.
Yeah, there's probably a fair few on your side at the moment.
So I'm putting up a big no as far as umpiring is concerned in the AFL, all right?
Yeah.
Ruin Tits for breakfast on 104.7 Triple M.
Anything un-Australian from now on, we'll name and shame, all right?
This is a blatant violation of the Constitution.
Roo, I mentioned to you earlier that last night Bachelorette started. This is the Sophie Monk show on Channel 10.
Yep.
They've finished with The Bachelor, now it's Bachelorette.
What was it like?
Well, I didn't see it. I didn't watch it.
No, I didn't. Bulldust again.
I didn't. I promise you I didn't see one bit of it. However, we had all the women, all the neighbours came in. I had about 10, 11, 12 women
in my
lounge.
Why do you allow this to happen?
Do you reckon I run the house? Seriously? Do you think I'm in charge?
I actually do, yeah.
Well, you're sadly mistaken.
Nah.
Anyway.
You pick and choose when you allow to run
the
house.
I cooked all the food. Seriously, I was out the back cooking the barbie. I then came in and the women had taken over. So I then went in. I've got an office that I can go to. I went out there and did some work on the computer. What I did get, though, was before the show started, when the girls were getting into the champagne in my lounge room, is they ran a sweep. Now, un-Australian.
That's Australian running a sweep.
I thought, good on you. I thought, is it Melbourne Cup time already? I couldn't believe it.
Can't make any money out of it?
No. But I did get to listen. There are prizes up for grabs as the weeks go on.
Did you record all the women?
wasn't allowed to, how do you think I would have got on doing that? Let me run you through this.
You don't need to sign a disclaimer when they come through the front door for the party. Just this will be recorded for testing purposes.
Give me your four sons' names again, just for...
That's a bit of a challenge. Nick, Joe, Rocco, and Tom.
Good. That's Australian. Right. I know a bit of Italian in there, but I understand why. Your grandparentage and all of that. Yeah. Rocco, beautiful. Tom, fantastic. Mm. Let me run you through this garbage. This is un-Australian. What are parents out there bloody thinking? Here are the blokes. Apollo, do me
Strike.
A favour. Bingham.
Get stuffed.
Who calls their kid Bingham?
No.
Eden.
Oh, that's a stretch.
Come on. Jefferson.
No.
That's beggar's belief. I can't
Jefferson.
Even, Jordan, but of course Jordan has to be spelt with a U. So J-O-U-R-D-A-N.
Oh, come on.
So it's not just Jordan, it's Jordan with a U.
If you're going to be called Jordan, it has to be after Michael Jordan. And yeah. Spell it the same.
And cop this one. McCain.
Ah, McCain, you've done it
this
again.
This bloke's name is McCain.
Oh,
what a stupid
parents.
Lineup.
I'd like to have
and
a chat to them.
From what I can see, the bloke that got the Tijuana brass, the bloke that got kicked off last night, his name was Jamie. I can only presume, because we're not going to have a normal name on here, get off.
don't be normal, Jamie.
God, how boring is your name,
Why
Jamie?
Do people
get
do
off.
That with names? Surely they understand
I'm
the ramification
of
a boy having a name that's open to...
Well, you've got to live with that for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Hey, on the rush hour yesterday, they had on the back of that story out of Melbourne, some idiot called his son Richmond.
Yeah, you call your dog or your bloody cat Richmond.
Yeah.
You, don't you? You don't call your kid
you
Richmond.
You can't put your kid through
especially
that.
Especially when they're no good.
133353, you must have a friend who has called their son or daughter something ridiculous.
Mm.
If you can match McCain or Jefferson or Eden or Apollo, please let us know.
Yep.
133353.
We've got four tickets to the SNFL Grand Final on Sunday too.
This is un-Australian, Roo.
Yep, absolutely it is.
Yeah.
Dobbing your mate, that's un-Australian. Do that now.
And I just want to say good morning to my two sons, Jupiter and Mars, okay? anyway, give us a ring. 133353.
Triple M.
We're talking un-Australian here, Roo. The names on this show last night, Bachelorette, just have to be seen and heard to be believed.
Yeah, give us a couple again.
You got Jefferson, McCain.
Bingham.
Apollo, Bingham, Eden.
What happened to Roo and Ditz?
What happened to
Mark
Matthew,
and Chris?
Matthew, Mark, Luke and John?
Bloody
What's going
hell.
On?
Let's go. Let's go to Parafield Gardens. G'day, Darris.
Yes, that's the one. I've been living with this curse.
I was going to say, Darris.
Oh, don't pick on him, Roo.
What sort of name's that?
Oh, I don't know. It sounds like a mistake to me.
So, D-A-R-I-S, is that right?
That's it. It was actually meant to be Darius, but my dad mispronounced it, and it's Darius.
No. Have you talked to your mum and dad about this, have you?
Oh, no, definitely not.
Why not?
It's shameful.
He's never spoken to them again.
Never seen them again.
They said, your name's Darius. He went, get out.
So have you cop a bit of flack? Did you cop a bit of flack, Darius?
All the time. Everyone actually just calls me Daryl instead.
So have you ever met another Darius anywhere?
No, that's the worst thing. Can't do anything because there's only one of me.
Well, it's not a real name. It was
well,
spelling
unique. Error. No, it's definitely unique. Hello, Andrew at Seton. Hello.
Hey, guys.
See, where are the Andrews in the world today? Come on. Andrew's a good name.
There's a few of them around, but...
No, but from your era, but I mean, you know, new ones now. It's crazy. So what name have you got for us?
Well, it's a couple of my missus friends, and there's two of them. Hmm. One of them's Bartholomew.
Yeah, so that's...
And the second one's Vasilius.
Vasilius. I think that's an ethnic... I've heard a few Vasiliuses, to be fair,
but
that's different.
They're both from Greek names.
Yeah, but you know...
You name your kids that, you label them for life. You know, you sort of put them in down one track and that's it.
Yeah.
Just like Darius next to us.
Yeah, don't pick on poor Darius. That's our job. Hey, Andrew, Bartholomew, I get... In my age group, there were a few, because they're Bart, like Bart Cummings...
Yeah.
See, Bart's real name's Bartholomew.
Yeah, you can shorten that. I haven't got a problem with it. Let's go to Paralawi. Peter, what sort of name have you been tied up with?
My stepson, his name is Terence.
How do you spell that?
T-A-R-R-E-N-C-E. We just call him Tazza.
Tazza's good, but Tarrant. And is there a history to it? Does it come from somewhere?
No, I don't know. I know there's Terence, like Terence Trent Darby, but I've never heard of any other Terences.
Yes.
And I don't think he's heard of any.
We had a few surnames, Terence, obviously.
Yeah.
They actually sometimes at school call him Terence instead of Terence.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hard. Yeah. You don't need that. Let's go to Largs. G'day, Frank.
Hey, mate, how are you?
I'm good, Frankie.
What's going on, boys?
What's your name, Frank?
We could talk forever, but yeah, just give us your name.
I've got a mate, his name's called Hash.
Get out. You can't call your kid.
I'm not shitting
Hash.
You.
Hash. No, that's a shock. Okay. So you can't do that to people. You just can't.
Says something about his dad, I reckon. Let's go to Elizabeth East. G'day, Tanya.
G'day, how you going?
Good, you got Tanya. A good name?
Oh, yeah. I'm a teacher, so I come across quite a few doozies, in my travels. One poor unfortunate child has been saddled with the name of Tornado.
Oh, no.
Stop it.
Come on.
And this was about 7 years ago when I last saw him. At the time, he was the most beautiful, gentle little boy.
Yeah.
And I thought, you poor kid, you have such a lot to live down to.
Mm. I think it'd send you one way or the other, wouldn't it? You'd either turn into a tornado or you'd go the opposite just to...
Funnily enough, Tanya, I call all of Roo's kids Tornado because when they come to your house, it's no bullshit. It's like a hurricane's gone through your joint. It really is.
That's all right. Thank you, Dits. Let's go to Seaford. G'day, Nathan.
Yeah, mate, how you going?
Good. Do you get a funny name?
I've got the best one, I reckon.
Right.
I've got friends who've got friends of friends, but they've got twin boys. One was called Benson, the other one was Hedges.
Oh, get lost.
Come on.
No.
Yeah, that's serious.
What's the IQ of the parents have you met them?
I've not actually met them, but it's pretty horrible. When I heard it, I was just like, you've got to be joking.
All right. Thanks, Nathan.
No. You can joke about it, maybe, even for 2 seconds.
If I have twin grandkids, I hope they're called, like, Shaw and Smith.
Shaw and Smith. Look, I'd pay that ditch for you.
Now.
Conceived after a bottle of Sauv Blanc, maybe.
Now, Darris, who... dobbed himself in.
I feel sorry for Darris.
I know he's had a life of this.
Yeah. I think we give Darris some tickets.
Yeah. Four tickets for the
although Benson and Edges would get it 9 times out of 10.
Oh, I would. But I feel for Darris.
Yeah. Go for Darris, Ditz.
All right.
Yep.
104.7 Triple M.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious.
Pressure point.
Ruin Ditz. $1,000 pressure test.
Righto, let's get to it. See if we can give away $1,000. We're heading up to Gawler West, Roo.
Let's get Scotty on. How are you, Scotty boy?
G'day, fellas. How you going?
What are you up to today, Scott?
I'm away to pack some orders and sell some packaging.
Well done.
Good.
What sort of packaging?
Anything, really. For stylus tape. So we do a bit of everything.
Nice. All right. You want to win $1,000?
Hopefully.
All right. You got a watch on?
Yes.
Give me 10 watch brands.
Citizen, Seiko, Casio, Timex, Rolex. It's harder than it sounds every day.
Go expensive.
Yeah, I don't have heaps of money like you though, Rudy.
Apple?
Apple, Swatch. Bugger.
That's all right, Scotty.
How'd I go? About half, I reckon.
You did it right for a while.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, correct. I'll give him a prize for being a good fella.
Yeah, all right, we will.
I'll bear it for the power, so.
Good on you, mate. Right, well done, mate. Well done. Tell you what, here we go. Triple M presents Paul Kelly on November the 22nd at the Entertainment Centre.
Oh, how good's
tickets
that?
Tickets on sale now at Ticketek. So we've got a couple of tickets for you to go and see Paul Kelly, Scott.
Thank you very much.
Good on you,
Scotty. Have a great day, mate.
Okay. Coming up, Tex Walker's got his tickets to give away. I think he just hung up on us.
Okay. Go the expensive one, Scotty. Oh, yeah.
Tex Walker with his tickets for the big, big game tomorrow night. Rory Sloan's going to join us as well, not too far away.
G'day, Mark Howard here. A year ago, I started the Howie Games podcast, which has given me a fantastic opportunity to chat with some of the biggest names in world sport. The Howie Games deals with the great times, but also discusses the tough times. And in the hope of helping others, AFL star Brendan Favola opened up about his gambling problem.
I started with this bookie, I had $2,000, started the day, and by the end of the day, I'd won $360,000.
by the end
of the
day.
You're freaking kidding me.
So I won 300. I was on fire. I couldn't miss. And I was hitting about 2 in the morning. We were betting at Hong Kong.
On horses?
And I'd had a few, on horses, yeah. I'd had a few drinks.
So 2 grand into 365.
360, I think it's 365 or $8,000 I won. And then...
Yeah, but hang on, like, because
I told Alex...
Oh, go on.
That I've won all this money. So we try to get it out the next day with a bookie, but you're not allowed to get it out to the Monday. And this was obviously a Thursday now. So I had to wait till Monday. And, you know, when you're a gambler, you want to bet it. So by the Sunday, I was 20 down. I'd lost it all. And 20 down. Then Alex left. So that's it. I'm out.
You can listen to the Howie Games at podcast1.com.au or via the Podcast One app.
Ruined Dits for breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
7:24 Ruined Dits here. Thanks to Distinctive Homes.
We spoke to Tom Chadwick yesterday about a documentary called 1997 about the Crows. It was on last night. It was absolutely brilliant. I reckon he'll win an award for
this. Was that good?
Yeah, it was. And it's not, you don't have to be a Crows fan really to like it at all. You just need to be a footy fan. And it was magnificent. And a couple of things I didn't even know about, because I missed the whole 97 final series. And Sean Wren got interviewed, and he was talking about Blighty and how good he was as a coach. And at halftime, the Crows were getting beaten reasonably badly by the Western Bulldogs, and Blighty come through. And he was really good at pushing people's buttons, as we know. And he went through the change rooms on the way to the coaches' rooms. And as he was coming through, everyone's sitting in there quiet and sort of, you know, annoyed about how they were playing. And he just looked around and looked at Rennie, and so everyone could hear, and just said, "Ruck advantage, ruck advantage, ruck advantage," like this. And then just walked into the room. And Rennie is... he's an angry, competitive beast, trust me. And that's why Blighty would have singled him out. So Rennie thought, you know, I just have to respond here. I love the coach. And that's when he first pulled his knee brace off for the first time. He'd had two reconstructions, which had stuffed the club up for 2 years. So he ripped off his knee brace and dominated the second half. Here's Sean Wren.
Probably occasionally I would use Sean as a, maybe just wind him up a little bit.
We were all sitting around, and he walked in, and as he walked through to his coach's room, he yelled very loudly for everybody to hear.
You know, he reacted in the most positive way, so Sean was a good one to leave her on.
In the back of my mind, I was still really paranoid. Before games, I still had it on my mind, and part of getting over that mental hurdle was pulling on the knee brace. We were in a situation where if we don't change something, you know, we went in feeling like we're going to miss out on a grand final. So for me, it was sort of, okay, we've got this fast, time to release the shackles.
And he just come out and started jumping over and punching the ball through into the forward line, and away they went for a come from behind win.
They're good stories, those, aren't they?
Brilliant stuff. This is another one, a little bit different. This is about the 93 prelim final. The Crows were 42 points up at half time. Seemed like they were going to get into a grand final 3 years into the competition. And then Mark Bickley did a fart when Graham Corns was trying to address us just before he ran out in the oval.
I think the other guys would have attested that it was ultimately, you know, Bickley's fart that caused us to capitulate in the second half.
Graham Corns sort of called us into a tight bunch and was talking to us, and I had a bout of flatulence.
It was outrageous.
Yeah, I mean, it was a bomb.
You try and keep a straight face, and even Graham was trying hard to ignore it, but no one could. It was too pungent.
Punching. That was David Pittman,
that
wasn't it?
That's true. There's plenty of other comments about it on there. But so go and watch it if you can. But right now, 1-333-53. Give us a call if you want to win tickets to the Crows tomorrow night.
Hang on. You need a dad joke.
Yes, with your dad joke.
Don't just ring. Sorry, yeah, this okay. is Texas Sorry. Dad joke. Sorry, Dits. Please.
Ruined Dits for breakfast on 104.7 Triple M.
Rory Sloan is about to join us, Ruin. We've got a bit of a surprise for
I think he's just sick a little of, bonus. Sick of Tex looking like Mr. Charity.
Yeah, a bit of a bonus. Hey, by the way, coming up just after 8 o'clock, Rue, there's a story that really, really has tugged. I know it has at your heartstrings and it has at mine. This is about Adelaide school children, young children, too scared to go on school holidays.
Well, they're frightened of school holidays because instead of having the shelter at school, they have to be home with their parents
and
who
getting
are
breakfast
not looking and... after them at all. That's
you know, when I was a kid, I couldn't. School holidays was everything to me. I couldn't wait. And we were out in the streets all day, all night playing footy, cricket, running the muck, riding our bikes, doing everything.
Having a bit of fun with the old man. And
there are school kids here in Adelaide. I can't believe it. This is horrific, this story.
Yep. Stay with us after 8 o'clock.
I don't want school holidays to happen. No, it's so bad.
It's really, really
so sad. It is. Right now, though, let's get the man on who's got such a huge job to do tomorrow night. We know he's missed a heap of footy, or not a heap of footy, but in recent weeks there's been a bye in
25 days.
His appendix came at the worst possible time, but he's back and firing. Rory Sloane, good morning.
Good morning, you too. Thanks for having me.
How are you?
I'm very good.
What's your favourite? What's your favourite breakfast show on radio, Rory?
Oh yeah.
I thought this might come up. I remember the line I said it. I reckon it was about midway through the year, but no, you guys are my favourite breakfast radio.
Let's just have a listen to what you said first, show. Hey? Let's just have a listen to what you said first.
Who are you loyal to? Who's looked after you the last 2 or 3 years? Who's been in your corner when you've been down and out? Who's been with you when you got married and you're going to have kids and you go surfing?
Jars and Louis. Yep.
What about the Triple M family?
Jars and Louis have been very good to me. Sodas is a morning radio man.
What about our morning show, Roo and Ditz?
Nah, Roo and Ditz are horrible. Those two don't treat me horrible.
Bloody hell. What side of bed did you get out that morning?
Oh, I thought it'd create good radio, and it's taken you guys about 8 weeks to click onto that. You should have been onto that a bit sooner.
Because I've been so down since I heard it. I haven't been able to face it.
How are you, Sloane, anyway?
Yeah, very good. Thanks, Ru.
Ready to go?
Yeah, absolutely. I've had a really good build-up. I'm sort of lucky in a way. I experienced a similar sort of break of footy at the very start of the season, so I didn't get to play any of the JLT and had about 4 weeks off, and I was able to get a really good training regime in that period of time. So I've been able to train nice and solidly and get my best preparation for this Friday night, which is great.
Rory, all of the fans and people looking on would sort of think that guys at your level are just accustomed to this. You run out onto an oval, there's 50-odd thousand people, you do it all the time. But is it like that? Is it, or do you sort of lay in bed, you know, counting the sleeps at night? Is it hard to go through a week like this?
It's a strange week because it's certainly a longer build-up. It's been 15 days, I think, between games. And I found it up until we knew who we were playing. It was like just business as normal. But then as soon as you know who you're playing, that's when you sort of start to hone in and start to think about the game a bit more and how you want to play and what you want to do and that kind of thing. So probably... I reckon there's been a bit more thought around this game when you're just lying around or you've got your spare time, but there's plenty of things I do in particular, and a lot of guys do, whether that be meditation or go play golf, go have a surf or that kind of thing, and to take their mind off thinking about footy the whole time.
Tell me about the meditation, Rory. Do you want to delve into that? Can you give us an insight into what you do and what it does for you?
For me personally, I've done it for the last couple of years. It's just something I do every day. It's just in my routine. It just helps me keep sort of my mind present, I suppose, and just not overthink things at times. I mean, for me, your mind's constantly going.
Yep.
Just to grab 20, 30 minutes to yourself where you just shut your mind off, it's been pretty helpful.
Yeah, it's good. Hey, Sloane, Tex has been giving away tickets every day this week, and we've got we know you're going to decide on some tickets here that give away, which are much better than
this is amazing.
What Tex is. Ditz, tell us all about it.
Right, this is called The Bunker, right? Yep. The Bunker. Now, you can be an eyewitness to the team's pre-match, halftime, and post-match rituals from a behind-the-scenes location in the Triple M Bunker, all thanks to the Adelaide Footy Club. Now, this is where Mods is the host.
That's
he does
right.
this every week. So it's amazing. These are worth $600. Private access bar for the duration of the game. Food included, hosted by Mods, and you get a seat in the Riverbank stand. So, Rory, can you help us give these away? Is that all right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've been listening to you guys' segment, and I've been a bit jealous that Tex is becoming the fan favourite by giving away tickets. Mm. So this is me stepping it up. I'm giving you a chance to stand next to Mods.
Right.
And I've stood, I've seen what Mods is like at these times. There is no better person to watch a footy with than with Tony Modger.
All right, we want our listeners to ring in 133353 with the reason why they should win these tickets.
Why
Simple as that.
Why are you the most deserving Crows supporter to win these tickets? All right, we'll get Rory to decide. So we'll take a couple of calls in just a moment, Rory, if that's all right.
We got them up.
Yep, definitely.
Wait, we got them up.
We're
now.
Ready to go now, Sloane. So you can be the judge of who wins. Let's go to Woodcroft. G'day, Troy.
How you going, boys?
Why should you be going to the bunker room with Tony Modra tomorrow night?
I'm a passionate Crows supporter. I've been a Crows supporter since I was pretty much born. So very passionate and love the guys. So.
And who would you bring with you, Troy?
Probably one of my mates. My missus is working, so.
All right. Okay, Troy, we'll keep you in mind. Let's go to Greenwith. G'day, Tim.
G'day, boys. How you going?
Good, Tim.
Why are you the most deserving Crows supporter, Tim?
Well, I've been a Crow supporter since I was straight out the womb. I'm 28 years old now, and my missus actually left me last week and took up a membership ticket, so I'm absolutely peaking at the moment.
No. I'm sorry to laugh at your misfortune Tim. But...
tickets, and I'm left stranded.
Now, well, that's an easy decision for Rory.
Tim. That's really the heartstrings, that one.
And I'll tell you what, Tim,
so much so that Ditz laughed at him.
I didn't laugh.
Oh, no. You
I did
laugh. Laugh. Yes. Disgraceful.
Tim, I think this is a great way to find a new missus. What an offer. I'll take you to the bunker. I'll take you to the bunker. No, Mods will hit on it. I'll take you to the bunker. I'll take you to the bunker. What do you reckon, Rory? We're going to send Tim along to the footy?
We're definitely sending Tim along to the footy. You got me laughing. You did.
Oh, he's a shit.
Sorry. Can't say that.
I have to work with him every day, Roy. He's a disgrace. Seriously.
Come on. All right. Hey, Rory, thanks for joining us the day before the game. And, mate, I hope you're B.O.G.
Yeah,
have a great night.
Good on you, Sloaney.
Thanks very much, boys.
Well
enjoy.
Done, mate.
From the most horrible radio show on Breakfast.
How can you laugh at Tim?
I didn't laugh. I'm
you
helping
did
him.
Laugh.
Tim's going to find...
He said, oh, sorry for laughing.
There'll be all day today, there'll be girls going up to Tim saying, take me to the footy, Tim.
You'll get the sympathy vote tomorrow night. Right?
Now, this is thanks to the Adelaide Footy Club. This is the bunker. $600. These tickets are worth. You've got a private bar. You've got everything down there and Mods will entertain you all night.
Mick Molloy joins Ruin Dits.
Guys want to be me. Girls want to do me. I'm Mickey.
Ah, very good morning, Mick Molloy. How are you, Mick, on this Thursday?
Oh, getting there, getting a bit nervous.
Come
big
on.
Game on the weekend.
Hey, premature just, celebration, mate. Don't get
stacked
to...
up against us. I mean, there's 1,200 GWS members coming down from Sydney, so it's got to feel like they own the G.
Yeah, I'm surprised you're letting that many in.
It'll be fun to see. Be hard to see them all leaving early, won't they? We'll have to repeal our eyes.
At least they don't stand out much in their orange outfits.
the Orange Army. We see the Orange Army coming down from Sydney. It'll just be like one VW Beetle.
Yeah. In the perfect world, you get through to the grand final, and let's say, hypothetically, you're taking on the Crows. What about this jumper clash? Is there a jumper clash?
Well, of course there's a jumper clash because the Crows has every single friggin' colour.
Bloody lollipop.
In its jersey.
Bloody lollipop.
The fruit singles.
How can you not clash with the rainbow? Dear, first in first, sir. You wouldn't... I think I speak for Roo here when I say he wouldn't want Richmond to wear anything but their traditional
Correct. Strip. I agree.
No, I don't think there's much of a clash there anyway. So
there's not a clash. It's forever.
I didn't realise the Crows had indigo in their Guernsey. Right, that'd be a first.
And anyway, Geelong and Richmond, there's no clash, so that should be fine.
Righto.
Now, what's happening in your world apart from the football this weekend?
Can I begin by starting with a little bit of this?
Oh, yeah.
Hello, ladies. It's time to grab a cup of tea and jump under the doona with Mick Molloy's Girl Talk.
Yeah, love a bit of girl talk, don't you, boys?
Yeah,
I've got a couple of fairly ripe stories for you, but this is my job, to report what happens in the news. So let's go to China first, and a Chinese company offering sex dolls for rent has withdrawn its services just days after launching. They began offering 5 different sex doll types for daily or longer-term rent on Thursday in Beijing, but quickly drew complaints and criticisms. Yeah, I would have thought so. Mm. Yeah, no, I'm up for... I get a bit bit troubled hiring temp in bowling shoes. I find that on occasion slightly unhygienic.
Yes.
I don't know if I'm into hiring out a sex doll. I'm not sure if that's my go.
Secondhand doll.
You know what this is? This is the results of a poorly conceived one-child policy. In China, there are clearly too many men and not enough women. When you get a sex doll and a puncture kit, I think you really... have to question what you've been up to. That's a scary inflatable doll full of polluted air in China. So there you go. All right, here's another one for you guys. A father has unveiled a sex robot he lets sit on the sofa with his children and join him in the bed with his wife. And this was debuted this week on English TV.
No.
And you've got to see it. It's like a proper looking robot. It's like... it's about time they employed this artificial intelligence for something useful. It's not old robot. It's not like Dexter. It's not like, danger, Will Robinson, danger. This is a sex robot that looks like a woman. And I haven't been involved in it myself, but, it'd be hard after a torrid session calling for a can of WD-40, wouldn't it? That's your wife coming home and finding you in the bedroom with the jumper leads out. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Oh, no.
Need a grease and oil change.
That's right. Where's your girlfriend? Down at Auto-Tune?
She's up on blocks.
Hey, guys, I don't know about you, but this has got Father's Day present written all over it.
Oh, yeah.
Forget that leaf blower. Or maybe not. Maybe attach the leaf blower.
Yeah.
And you are away. It sounds great and it's a sex robot, but how long before it started behaving like a proper woman? Like, you come home, where have you been? Your dinner is cold. Have you been out with the boys again?
Get a better accent on the bloody robot.
Don't steal my wife's voice for this, please.
Bloody Helena Christensen or something like that sounding robot.
Well, maybe. She touched me on the bottom once, but that's another story.
Really?
Oh, hang on. Oh. Tell me
more.
Got
to wrap up. Hey, guys.
Is this a bit of Taylor Swift court action coming on?
Yeah,
you were broke.
I can't talk about
Nick. Sue her.
Front bar tonight. Guess who's on?
Who from Richmond this week?
Richo. Mate, it's going to be an absolute Richo fest from start to finish. We're telling some stories there that you won't believe. There's one involving BT. Being summoned down to Richmond training by Plough to give him instructions on
how to abuse a teammate or something.
No,
like that,
how
or...
not to. Yes, so there's that. And Ross Lyon. Now, can you answer me this? Was Ross Lyon, was his nickname Whispering Death? I'm trying to work this out. Do you have any member of Ross Lyon in his playing days?
Well, not really.
Well, he used to hip and shoulder a few of them. Don't worry about that.
He had quite a catalogue of collection to his name, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's very good at it. Very good at it.
Anyway, that's it. Business as usual. 8:30 Thursday. And if that doesn't interest you, don't forget footy shows on as well on the other networks.
How is Eddie going?
He's here. Well, he's here if you want to say hello.
Oh. Ed.
Hello, boys.
Ed, give me tips here, please. You've had to deal with Richmond all week. I get nothing but 24-hour crows here. How do you deal with it? You know,
Triple Crow. Seriously.
Just remember, there's not long to go. The only hope is if GWS wins, it's good for everyone because then it didn't happen. It's like the season didn't happen.
Yeah.
No one cares.
No,
it's all right. No, it's going to be great. Good luck over there, Adelaide. It's going to be a ripping game, isn't it? Wow.
It should be a ripper.
Yeah, hope you got on tonight. Have you got
Jeff Rains is coming in, and we've got a couple of big stories on tonight as well, so plenty on. A plethora of footy shows to choose from. It's all great.
Yeah, what could go wrong? It's the right place of year for it, isn't it? Two more weeks.
Unbelievable.
Let's go.
Record them, watch them, do whatever you want to
do. Go Geelong. Geelong, have a gate, win Geelong.
Hey, Roo, I've been giving that Molly Duke a wine a bit of a touch-up too.
Yeah, not bad. What about you and Mick? Mick, have
a velvet glove.
Yeah, he used it to cook some pasta. That's what he did.
I'm using it to gargle at the moment. It's magnificent. It's sensational.
Good on you, boys.
Good on you, lads.
Appreciate your help. Catch you
Mick Maloney, Eddie Maguire, doesn't get any bigger.
Ruined Dits for breakfast.
104.7 Triple M.
104.7 Adelaide's Triple M ruined its for breakfast. Roo, over the last couple of years, we've spoken to Kickstart for Kids many, many times. What a great organisation.
Yeah, well, Ian Steele's the man behind it, and he started off just realising that a lot of kids in schools go to school without having any breakfast, and then as a result, they can't concentrate, and as a result of that, they have learning difficulties, and it just snowballs on and on from there. And then he started taking food around, started feeding these kids, and then all of a sudden, before you know it, he's into over 200 schools in South Australia. He's now branched out into regional areas as well. But Kickstart for Kids now are sort of branching out because what we didn't realise is that a lot of these kids who need the food for breakfast actually really get scared of school holidays because it's a time in their lives where they have issues at home, whereas every other kid can't wait for school holidays.
Isn't that sad that they should feel like that?
Yeah.
Now, they're branching out, as you said. So in these school holiday times, they're going to actually start doing some camps. This is a great idea for these poor kids. And one lady that's really involved in this, and she should be really, really proud of herself too, Jodie Pike, the wife of your coach, Don Pike. Jodie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Gee, what a great idea. Tell us how it's going to work.
Well, it's been going for about 12 months. They started with one camp, but now they've got up to three camps, one in Salisbury, one in Semaphore Park, and one in Morphett Vale. And they get 50 kids in each camp. So we're getting to 150 of the state's most vulnerable and at-risk children. And these kids are 5 to 13 years old.
Jodie, I can't imagine that. I couldn't wait for school holidays. Imagine being in that situation where you just don't want holidays to come around because it means you have to be home. That would be so sad. That's terrible.
Exactly. And 90% of the kids, they're coming out of homes, Chris, that have the issues of family violence, drug addiction, abuse and neglect. So for them, school holidays is like, wow, I might not get a meal today. Sure. You know, I might not have any clean clothing to wear today. And that's just the desperate side of families that are at risk.
Jodie, it just about brings a tear to my eye talking about it. It's just unbelievable what some kids have to go through. Now, these camps are a sensational idea. What can Triple M listeners out there do to help Kickstart for Kids give these kids a great school holidays?
Yeah, what we found in the last few camps is the kids come along, you know, their footwear is terrible. They've got holes in their shoes. Most of these kids have never worn underwear, you know, things that we just take
bloody
for granted.
Hell.
A couple of little kids last time we gave them toothbrushes and stuff and they said, we don't brush our teeth. So what we're doing this school holidays is doing a massive collection of new clothing only because that's something these kids never have ever had and putting them in a little pack for them with their name on it and they get to take home a pack full of goodies, which is, you know,
well
sand shoes, T-shirts, toiletries, underwear, socks, all the very basic things that most of our kids have always had.
I take it that you're taking donations for this sort of thing? How can people do it?
Yes, we are. We're getting it organised for next Thursday, the 28th of September, at Kickstart Warehouse. There'll be a big drop-off. It'll be manned all day, the warehouse, and anyone who wants to drop off any items of clothing for kids aged 5 to 13 will be greatly appreciated. And that's at 45 First Street in Brompton.
Yep.
Yeah, and if you can't get to there, there's also go onto the website, kickstartforkids.com.au, and a $5 donation will go a very long way.
So you need all new gear, Jodie. Can people just donate cash as well and then someone go out and buy all the gear?
Absolutely. If someone wants to be organised to be we're calling them Kickstart Champions, and go around and get a group of people to just put in $5 each, I think Kmart, we found shoes last July for $3.
Brilliant. So the website's kickstartforkids.com.au. If you want to have a look, we need cash, we need new clothes, we need new shoes. Just think about these kids, never brushed their teeth, never had decent shoes, never worn socks, never wore undies. It's just heartbreaking that some kids have to grow up in South Australia like it. We know that Kickstart for Kids goes to over 200 schools. Mm-hmm. This is not isolated to a couple of areas that are doing it a bit tough. This is all over our state. We should be embarrassed about this and everyone should do their best to get out, donate money or donate some clothes for these kids.
Jodie, I know I've heard on the grapevine that you give your time for this, so well done. You should be congratulated for that.
Yes,
did
it in Western Australia and certainly enjoying doing it here in South Australia.
Well done. Now, before we leave, is it true now you're a very, very good golfer? We've heard about your golf. I think you play down at Cooey, is that right?
That's correct, but I'm not that good a golfer.
Now, did you have an ordinary caddy?
You
had to sack your husband recently with her. He was your caddy.
No, guys, he's actually a really good caddy. I hate to pump him up. I was in a pennant game and I was six down after seven holes and he said to me, Jode, you can still win this. And I'm thinking, what planet are you on?
Did he get you to meditate, Jodie? Or?
Oh, honestly, I did get it back to square. I was very, very happy with myself. But yeah, no.
Hit the reset button and away you go. That's why he's a good coach.
Well, Jodie, well done. And congratulations for your involvement. Well done.
Thank you to all your listeners and thanks to you guys for really getting behind it. It's brilliant.
Good on you, Jode. Good luck Friday night.
Yes. See ya.
There you go, Jodie Pike.
Thank you.
Let's take some calls on this and see if we can raise a few dollars here. I can't believe that. I'm annoyed. I could say other words.
You sort of think not here in Adelaide, don't you?
It can't be. I just can't believe it.
You know, a third world country or somewhere in Africa, but not here. Not kids brushing their teeth, you know, no clothes, no new clothes, never had new anything. It breaks your heart.
Ian Stills told me some stories about some of the kids, and it is disgusting what they go through. We need to raise some money here. We've got a very generous Triple M listener base or family, and we want to take some calls. Dits, I'm going to chuck in 500, our family. To get it rolling, you're going to match it.
So 500 each from us just to kick it off. What we'd probably like is, I'm not expecting individuals out there to ring up now and say, here's 500, but what about some of the companies that we're associated with here?
Absolutely.
And the great thing about this, Roo, this stuff will be bought.
This guarantee won't just go into some 100% account. 100% of it's going to go to these kids.
We will be buying toothbrushes, toothpaste, shoes, clothes. And I love the thing that Jodie explained there about those packs that the kids will get with their name on it. And how good will that be for them?
Yep, absolutely. So don't worry about that. 100% of this money will go to these kids. So give us a call. 1-333-53. Do your best.
104.7 Triple M.
Very sad state of affairs here in South Australia. There are kids not looking forward to school holidays because they'll have nowhere to go, nowhere to get breakfast and lunch, nowhere to be fed.
No socks, no jocks, never just brush terrible. Their teeth. Disgusting. We ought to raise some money or get some clothes, brand new clothes from our listeners out there.
Kickstart for Kids are running camp so that these kids will enjoy their holidays and have somewhere to go. Kim from Getaways SA. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, guys.
How are you?
Excellent, thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to...
Yeah, go on.
Sorry, I just wanted to, as soon as I heard, this is very close to our heart, just wanted to jump on board and Steve and myself and the whole team would like to contribute $500
Kim, thank you so much. Well done. Thank you.
No, our pleasure. No, as I said, we're foster parents ourselves and we see it right from the raw front of what it's like. So
Well done.
Thanks, Kim. You're always a good supporter of us.
And Kim and Steve Roo, we know them well and they do. They take in several foster kids. They are they are beautiful people at Getaways SA. They're amazing.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Tranmere. G'day, Simon.
Hiya, boys.
Good. Would you like to help?
Yeah, I'm just dropping the kids off at school and we heard the little help for give the kids a bit of a help. So the kids want to donate $100 each.
Oh,
so we're going to give you guys $300 to help the kids
Simon,
out.
Simon, thank you. What are your kids' names?
I've got Daniel, Alexis and Jordan. They're in the car with me now.
Well done, kids. Well done. Brilliant stuff. And you know what? Well done for helping other kids your age in this state. God, that's...
Brilliant.
Well,
also got a heap of text messages here as well. Shane Radbone from Cheapest Chips is donating $500. We've got Michael Fabra for Ezra Legal. He's donating $500. I've got Simon Lasu wants to donate $250 from his company, Tangled Kids Hair Care as well. So plenty of texts.
And through, let's read out some of these. Some of our friends that have just called in. Shane Radbone, Cheapest Chips, $500. Fantastic. Yep. We've got Michael Fabra, a mate of yours, from Ezra Legal.
Yep,
he's giving $500.
Yep, I said Simon Lasu, $250. Harry from Distinctive Homes has just rang up and said, I'll give $500 for a
good on you,
like
Harry.
That.
He's so brilliant. Hey, also, if you go into any of the OTRs, they've got a $5 bag for sale and proceeds go to Kickstart. So OTR are just about everywhere. So
Andrew Fagan and his wife Alana, who fills in here with Gleeso when we're on holidays, which a lot of people say is too often, they've donated, they're going to chuck in $500.
Thanks, Fags
as
and Alana. Well done.
And he said, just by the way, the Crows Found Foundation kicked in $100,000 to Kickstart for Kids earlier this year.
Brilliant.
As well. Steelo is a legend and doing an amazing job out there for the kids of South Australia.
All right, some more people want to donate. This is brilliant. It really, really is. I'm sort of welling up here. I mean it. David at Port Nalunga. Good morning, David.
Morning. How are you going?
Good, Dave. Thanks, David. Where are you from? What's your company?
Agus's Food Store or Agus's Cafe down at Port Nalunga.
Yeah.
We'd like to donate $500. To the cause as well.
Oh,
good on you, David.
Now, if I come into Agatha's, what can I get? Can I get a real good coffee?
You can get a lot. You can get coffee, good food, and you're right near one of the best beaches in Adelaide.
Good on you, David.
Well, thank you, David. Well done.
Let's go to Rachel. G'day, Rach.
Hi, how you going?
Where are you from, Rachel?
I'm from the Barossa Valley.
Beautiful.
I'm from Terry White. We've got two pharmacies in Nurripta. Look, we'll donate some toothbrushes and toothpaste and a whole lot of toiletry requirements for the kids.
Rachel, brilliant.
That is needed. There's no, I mean, we're talking about money, but if you can give us that sort of thing as well, that's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Thank you, Rachel. We'll put you in touch with them, okay?
Awesome, Rachel. Let's go to Warradale. G'day, Danielle.
Morning, guys.
Would you like to donate?
Yes, we'd like to donate $500 from Hastwell IT.
So Hastwell IT, whereabouts are you based?
We're in North Plimpton.
North Plimpton, okay, and obviously it's all about IT.
Absolutely.
Thanks,
Danielle. Thank you, Danielle. Good on you.
No worries.
Hey, what about this call we've got? The package.
Mr. South Australia.
The package
this
is on the line.
This is quite an honour.
Good morning.
Yeah,
good. How are you, Rob? How are you going?
Oh, fantastic.
Are you in the gym staring at the mirror at the moment, or what are you doing?
No, I'm on the way there, but you guys are bloody champions. It's as simple as that. No, hello, 500 from me, mate, Ange, so great stuff.
Good on
you. Give your business a plug, big fella. You're in real estate.
Yeah, Rob McKenzie Real Estate. If you need property management or a home sold, let us know. We're there.
Brilliant stuff. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks, Rob.
There he is. How good's that? So, look, I quickly totaled up, I don't know, $7,000-$8,000 there. Just
I got another 500 here from Worrells. All right, that's Dominic, my mate Dominic.
Yeah.
He's chucked in 500. And John and Bridget Pirro, who from Pallet Co. They've just donated $1,000 as well.
$1,000, Pallet Co. Thank you. An anonymous caller has just donated $2,000. Brilliant. Whoever you are, fantastic.
Oh, well done.
I hope someone buys you a beer today in the pub somewhere. That's brilliant. Daryl from Turingi. Thanks, Daryl. $200. Just outstanding. So,
what about OTR, Dits?
Yep.
Have you said about that?
Yeah. Oh, $5 bags. That's all right. So head into any OTRs around the place and you can grab one of their $5 bags.
So people can keep ringing in our phones. We can take the calls offline. At the end of the show, we'll tally everything up and we'll get back to you about how much we've raised and we'll read a few names out of businesses and individuals that want to kick in and help out this amazing cause. So thank you very much to everyone there. Just to remind you, you can go to their website, Kickstart for Kids. They've got a Kickstart warehouse as well, 45 First Street at Brompton. So, if you want to help out, do your best.
Just finally again, Roo, every young kid deserves to love their school holidays.
Oh,
enjoy their time.
In South Australia, it should be a lot better than that.
It's a given.
So, and you know, we live here all the time, Ditch, and you have no idea what's going on, yet this is happening right beneath our eyes.
One more. Rick from Bathroom Innovations, $500. Thanks so much, Rick. Well done. Roo and Ditch here on Triple M.
104.7 Triple M. The hard-hitting topics. The big issues.
Well, not really, but we are going deep inside the female psyche.
Ruin Dits Angels.
Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Ruin Dits.
Alice the Wag, we've got Batesy back. Batesy, how's the war hero going?
He's
You're looking
good.
After him?
Yes, I am.
Yeah,
always.
Our return servicemen, you've got to do extra for them, okay? No, you do.
Above and beyond.
Yep, he's been out protecting us in our country. And Catherine?
Good morning.
Patsy, how are you?
Very good, thank you.
You've got your sunglasses on your head for and you hold on to your... Sorry, cans as well.
No. Leave them in the rangy when you park it.
And take your hands off
get
your
headset. Get your staff to look
That's
after
it.
Your
okay,
sunglasses.
Now
Roo, first topic's about Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, it is. Nicole Kidman, she won an award and...
Emmys.
The Emmys, and got up and kissed her co-star on the lips in front of everyone. Keith Urban was right there, sitting right next to her. And I just don't think it's on. What do you girls think? Is it acceptable to kiss someone
on
the
lips? Let's bring it local here. Let's say today we get in and it's Alice the Wag's birthday and we walk up, Alice, happy birthday, bang, big kiss on the lips. It's just not done.
You can't do that.
Surely,
girls. What do you think?
Her husband's sitting right there and worldwide TV's watching this. Alice.
It's so inappropriate. It makes me feel so awkward to think about me kissing you guys. Like we work together every
Sorry about
day.
That.
I know, but like, it's just not on. But my mum is one of those people that kiss on the lips. To her, that's just normal.
Does she do that to everyone?
Yes. So like, if she met you, she'd come and kiss you on the lips. She'd go, hi, Roo, heard so much about you. And so she like, I always like instantly move my head to the right so she has to kiss
then
my
after
cheek.
Yeah. And 10 seconds, I go, Roo, that's enough. Righto, Batesy.
No, I think it's so, so weird. Like, especially in front of your husband as well, and he's just sitting there. I just don't think, and I don't even think it's a male-female thing. I think it's weird for two women to kiss on the lips. Mm. Just
it is.
No, I think that's so weird.
But it's all right for an American.
Oh, it makes me cringe. No, it's weird.
Catherine?
Yeah, I thought it was really wrong. He was actually kind of a bit behind her. I felt sorry for him. He was helping her up the stairs. She stopped and, kissed her co-star on the lips. I thought that was really wrong. Mm. But Alice is right. There is some people that's just, they kiss on the lips.
Yeah.
One of our friends or friend of mine who's a guy, and he goes to kiss on the lips. And
what?
Yeah, and he just does it all the time. So you put your cheek out. I just do what Alice does.
Yeah.
I know some women that do that, and you quickly got to put your cheek out.
Mm. No, it's a bit, I don't know.
Well, it's a bit of it. That's a close
imposing
area. Well, it is, and it's a close area to you.
All right, our next topic. We've had a letter from Jill and David of Paynham. Their daughter is getting married. And the biggest argument they're having right now is about wedding gifts. Now, I haven't, my age, I don't go to a lot of weddings now, so it's changed so much over the years, Roo, hasn't it? But I've heard where girls send out that registry thing, is that right? Where, okay, go to Myers or David Jones and please buy something from this list. Because that alleviated the problem of getting 8 toasters on your wedding day.
That's right.
You know, 10 of the same thing. Then there was people asking for cash.
Yeah, just give cash.
And then, I don't know, it's all of these things are changing. How intrusive is it, how rude is it to be up front and say to your guests coming, please give me this?
We're going to Europe, can you?
Yeah, can you pay for all that? Or we want a house deposit. And Roo, I'll put this to you first. I actually don't mind. If I know it's my friend's son or daughter getting married, they're in their 20s, and they say we want a house deposit or our honeymoon, we're going to fly to Europe. I don't mind it. Yep, everyone put in $50 or $100 each. I think it's for a good reason.
Wog's been giving cash like that for years, and it's easy too. I love it. I think it's good.
Yeah, but
to
do
ask.
You say how much you've put in, and that means that someone hasn't put in the same amount, or does everyone have to put in the same
amount?
You
put in your own card, and you put in whatever you want, and no one sees how much you put in. You don't, walk up with, $500 in front of everyone and go, whoa.
Catherine, what would you prefer to do as a guest at a wedding? What's the right thing to do you reckon?
Well, I think I like the idea of a wedding registry, and I think it is expensive. I obviously don't go to many weddings anymore, but when we were young,
and
I knew
you only got married this year, last year.
Yeah, this year.
Did you have a Ranger over?
What will you do at your next wedding?
No. You're losing the point.
Yeah, that's right. Stop
so it. when you have a registry and you go into David Jones or Myra wherever, just if you get in first, just get the soup ladle. $32.
Right.
But no, on a serious note, I think it is, you do want to have a registry, or that we had something at an art gallery and said people can put in whatever. And why I asked you, Roo, about the amount is that you don't actually see who puts in what. And I think that's nice.
I think the individual in your card or whatever you should. Yeah. Or like when you give a bottle of wine, I always write my name on the wine so they know when you drink it.
I just put it at the back.
Right. Batesy?
Well, I have 4 weddings between now and April next year. So this is my first real season. And so I have been
first
to
real
this is the wedding season.
Oh, what? Gee,
I've got 27 years without it. Ooh. So for me it is stressful. Because everyone's like, oh, you have to put in like $150 per person or this, that, and there's all this like talk around how much to
just
try
do
and
do what you want.
Yeah, well, I want to make sure I'm not being cheap as well. But I like the idea of cash. All 4 of my friends who are getting married are all living together. They all have their own home. So I think the registry isn't really as relevant as it used to be. Mm. So I think it's more about
but
the wishing
well. But have they given you a registry?
All 4 have said we're going putting everything into a wishing well for a honeymoon.
Oh, that's
or
easy.
For
all right. There you go.
So they give you a reason as to why give us some cash.
Yeah.
I don't mind that. Then it's not wasted, I think.
I used to be really traditional and be like, no, I'm buying you a present because I don't want you to then go and spend the cash at some nightclub in Spain.
Mm.
I don't want to pay for your tequila shots on your honeymoon.
Mm.
So I used to go out and buy something really nice, like a beautiful chopping board or something. But then I think about it, and when I get married, I just want the cash.
Mm.
So now I'm giving cash.
They might give you
and
a
you'll
chopping
buy
board
shots. Hey, so there you go, Jill and David. I think cash is the way to go.
Yeah.
Mm. And give a reason. Say it's a deposit on the house, or it might be honeymoon or something. Yeah. Thanks, angels.
Thanks, girls.
Ruined dits for breakfast. 104.7
Triple M.
104.7 Adelaide's Triple M. Ruined It's for Breakfast. Rui, we've got big Iron Haydos in the studio. How are you, big fella?
Yeah, not too bad. Better than expected, boys.
Now,
you look a little bit towy.
Did do him yesterday?
Well, we said that it might be time to give up the fags, and we asked him, and I got a little bit carried away. Yeah.
Might be. I had no bloody choice.
Sorry, just calm down.
I thought you could have given him a minute or two to warm into it. You just grabbed his smokes and ripped him up. Bloody hell.
Well,
so how did you get through the day yesterday?
Do you know, I didn't miss the smoke itself, but it was things like as soon as I got off air, usually go down, coffee, smoke. And I went down, got a coffee, literally walking out, reaching into my pocket going, hang on, I don't. And that's when it kicked in. Mm. Went upstairs. A couple of people said, you know, have a water here, eat this bit of fruit here, do this here, do that, and kind of took my mind off it. So,
well, these people are helping. So, for those that missed it yesterday, Iron Hayden has agreed to have a crack at quitting smoking, and you'd be congratulated for even in agreeing to do it.
Absolutely, Hayden.
We know it's not. I haven't smoked, but I take it it's not easy to give up.
Some people reckon it's worse than heroin. It's the hardest thing I've ever done. That's what they compare it to. So
we've sought the help of Quitline, and they've come on board, and we want some of our listeners to jump on with you as well. It's a courageous thing you're doing. Haydos, to help you out, we think that everyone around you needs to get involved too. So we worked with you here all throughout the morning, and it'd be silly for us to sort of take the mickey out of you or try and tempt you or whatever, because we want to do the opposite. We want to support and help you.
Gotcha.
Got something for you right now that might be just a little bit confronting. There's a computer there in front of you.
Right.
What we've done, or the staff here put this together, these are people that work with you every day, right? The impact that they think you have on yourself and the place and the people around you by smoking. Now, watch this video.
All right, I'm watching.
Well, I love Haydo. He's one of the most passionate people I know.
I think what you see is what you get.
He's a really great guy to work with.
He's a filthy smoker.
the breath.
We kind of think it's a bit uncool.
The elevator smell smells of cigarettes.
I don't like the part that he smokes at all.
Probably going to have a lot more cash to go to a lot more gigs interstate.
Well, for Haydo especially, I guess his kids, he's got several kids.
Level some personal abuse at him if he even thinks about it.
This is what Haydo's doing, and please respect.
Yeah.
Haydo, if you ever have a craving to go out for a cigarette,
stick to it. You know, you'll have your bad days.
Promise I will tell you a highly inappropriate joke.
We're there to support you. I'm there to support you.
You're a great guy.
You're a great guy.
You can do it, mate.
You can do it, mate.
We're with you, Haydo.
We're with you, Haydo. We're with you, Haydo.
Haydo, you can do it, mate, and we're with you 110% all the way.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh God, a bit foggy after that.
He's
you've got the support of your workmates and your friends who are closest to you here at Triple M, Haydo. So it is going to be genuine. It is going to be serious. We might have a little bit of a dig at you every now and then, just have a bit of a laugh through trying times when you're, you know, just about to have a relapse or something like that. But we are with you 100%.
Thank you, Rue and Haydo. Wouldn't it be nice if tens or hundreds of our listeners, maybe 1,000 or 2,000, would take the pledge with Haydo and quit? Now you can. We're going to try and help you. You can go to Quit with Haydo. .com.au. That's how famous you are now, Haydo.
We've got my own website.
Quit with Haydo. HAYDO. Quitwithhaydo.com.au. You can follow Haydo's story, but get involved yourselves as well. And you'll find some great quitting tips there from Quitline, okay? So you can download the My Quit Buddy app, but it'll explain it when you go there.
It's always easy to do things in groups, in teams, and doing things like this by yourself makes it so much harder. Yeah. So, Haydo, we're going to be with you.
Thanks,
and
boys.
If any other Triple M listeners out there want to be part of this, go to quitwithhaydo.com.au and get yourself accountable, get yourself some support by the Triple M family.
And stop smelling like a bloody ashtray. Right. We're with you, Haydo.
Thank you, boys. That's really got me. Thank you.
Ruined Dits for Breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
Hey, Ru, just want to play the grab from Jodie Pike once again about Kickstart for Kids. Listen to this.
We're getting it organised for next Thursday, the 28th of September, at Kickstart Warehouse. There'll be a big drop-off. It'll be manned all day, the warehouse, and anyone who wants to drop off any items of clothing for kids aged 5 to 13 will be greatly appreciated. And that's at 45 First Street in Brompton.
Yep.
Yeah, and if you can't get to there, there's also, go onto the website, kickstartforkids.com.au, and a $5 donation will go a very long way.
Now, right. Roo, we have been inundated. We're so grateful to our listeners. Yep, what a great bunch of people we've
got. Thanks, everyone.
Now, I'll get some more here. Tim from Media Nest, $1,000. Thanks so much, Tim and everyone at Media Nest. Brooksy from Brooks Lift and Shift, $500. Good on you, Brooksy.
Well done, Brooksy.
Hey, what about this? Colin Willoughby. Now, this is Sam Willoughby's dad, and we know what how much strife Sam's been in this year, how much trouble he's going through with his rehabilitation and how hard it is for him. And Colin basically rang up and said, everyone in South Australia has been so good to my son and to us. We want to donate. So thank you so much, Colin. Well done. Colin from the Stirling Golf Club, $2,000.
Gee whiz,
that's
Colin.
That's brilliant. Everyone at Stirling Golf Club, thank you. And Whitehead Contractors, $500. And there are many more still coming in. We're almost up to 20 grand, Roo, in just, what, 20-odd minutes. So
yeah, absolutely. Fantastic. Amazing stuff. So thank you, everyone out there. As we said, all this money is going to buy the stuff that the kids need at these camps. And if there's too much money, it'll go to future camps. I think it's a good idea, too, if you haven't rang in, if you want to help out, go and buy some of these clothes with your kids. Go and get your kids involved and make sure they understand what's going on. So
and then deliver it down to the warehouse as well
and go and deliver it to the warehouse. So thanks, everyone. It's been a great show. Tomorrow is going to be chock-a-block as well. We've got Bruce McAvaney, Lawrence Mooney. The week that was, there's going to be so much stuff happening. I think we're giving away tickets all throughout the whole show tomorrow. Heaps of tickets tomorrow. There'll be more tickets tomorrow than any other radio station. So be with us if you want to go and see the Crows beat Geelong tomorrow night. See everyone.
Don't miss a minute of Roo and Dits for breakfast on our podcast. Thanks to Distinctive Homes, the biggest single story display home in the state. DistinctiveHomes.com.au. 104.7 Triple M.